It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, between them, there was the guy that left Oregon, Willie Taggart.
Willie Taggart.
Remember Taggart?
He took over. Ooh, for yeah. Willie Taggart. You remember that shit?
He went from USF to Oregon to Florida State.
Yep.
Did he go back to Western Kentucky at one point?
I don't know, but the shine came off the star real quick after Florida State.
Odell Hagans.
Yes. That's an amazing name.
Yeah.
It's an amazing name.
Longest 10-year coach at FSU history.
Yeah, I really wish Willie Taggart would have stayed at Oregon.
Willie Taggart. Oh, God. Because, he went. Because he was at Oregon that 1 year, right?
I want to say 2 years.
Did they do anything?
No, it was horrible. Washington beat him 70-20.
How did he get the Florida State job?
He had so much success at South Florida that people were still stuck on it.
Yeah.
And then they give you he's got the recruiting ties in state.
Right,
you know how that goes in Georgia and Florida and all that stuff.
And also, you can fail on the West Coast and people don't
notice. No one pays attention.
They're like, I don't know.
I couldn't remember. He only made it. Did he make it the whole season Florida State?
I don't know. He made it more than 1 year at Florida State, didn't he?
All I remember
couldn't have been much more.
It wasn't long.
Much more than 1 year.
That's when they went and got Jimbo?
No. He was post-Jimbo, pre-Norvell. This wasn't that long ago. Willie Taggart was...
Yeah, because we were talking about...
How long is Norvell?
I think this is Norvell's fifth year.
Okay.
But we were talking about Norvell might not... Taggart was less than two.
Right.
I think we were talking about Norvell might not make it three.
Right. And then they were patient with him. Ish, if you want to call it that. And then they went 13-0, and everyone's
13-1.
All right. Patience paid off, and then now they're one in a million, and now people are they should have fired him. So,
that's
tough.
That's that damn Coach O, all the Auburn head coaches that win national championships. Well, we got to extend him. Mm-hmm.
Gene Chizik was
not a good football coach.
Is he still at UNC?
North Carolina?
Yeah.
For what?
No. He got fired. He was the defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah,
or is he an offensive guy?
No, he's a defensive coordinator. But
they fired him.
What's the name there?
Yeah.
No, I meant his coordinator.
Yeah, Jeff Collins is now their defensive coordinator. Yeah, they fired Gene Chizik, I think, before last year.
And they
gave
up a fucking 60-yard run to Georgia Tech in the final minute.
And 70 points to James Madison.
Yeah, that too.
In a game.
They scored 50 that game.
They did and lost by three touchdowns.
I would be so mad.
Me too. Oh, we put up 50 and lost by three touchdowns to a Group of Five team. You got to fire Jeff Collins that day. They didn't. And then they lost to Georgia Tech the next week on some very dumb shit. He's going to Mac Brown's going to quit at the end of the year.
It's over.
He wanted to quit after the James Madison game, and they wouldn't let him.
Yeah, you go ahead.
And then we were trying to see if they would rallying cry a little bit. That didn't
happen
either.
That hasn't happened.
Yeah, if anybody wants, me to leave, basically. I'll leave.
Yeah, if you guys want me out of here.
I'll leave.
Was he trying to protect a career above 500 record or something that?
Oh, like a Mike Leach, we need 600 winning percentage to get into the Hall of Fame setup?
Yeah, the high school coach at my high school quit midway through my senior year because his career winning percentage was one game above 500 and he didn't want it to be they were terrible.
Really?
He didn't want it to be below, so he quit midway through the year, which is just so bad. And this is a guy who coached for 30 years and won state championships.
Yeah.
And then I don't know whatever
here's the problem.
Wasn't as good in the final 10 years. And
having a 501 win percentage is not fucking better than 497.
And also
no
one says
yes, it is.
Have you ever heard someone say he had a above 500 winning percentage? As a high school football coach?
As a high school head coach?
No. People are going to be he won three state championships.
Yeah.
He, whatever, beat
the
rival this many times.
Where everyone's Is it like 700?
800, 700, something like that. I don't know. But no one brags maybe about being a football or for basketball. 500.
Yeah.
Like, no. If you're a good coach, of course you're above 500. Like, 500 is kind of the standard.
So would he have been a bad coach if he coached out the season?
Well, I think he ended up being a bad coach. Like, I think if you quit in the middle of the year for that reason, then you're a bad coach. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's what Mac Brown was doing, but maybe.
Not time for Mac Miller.
Yeah. He had a nice little return to North Carolina. Yeah, like, they had some good teams and good players and stuff.
They were dormant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah, definitely.
And then Texas, they recovered. Well, they kind of recovered now.
Yeah, they're good now.
I think sarcasm in the right
now. Yeah, so they're good now.
But they had some rough ones because I remember Tom Herman, and how many people were like, well, why didn't Georgia enter? Because Georgia wanted Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart wanted Georgia.
Yeah, well, they wanted a real coach.
Why didn't they keep the net open for an interview all these other guys? Because they wanted Georgia and Kirby wanted Georgia.
Yeah, they were waiting for that to happen, and then it happened, and look what's happened. Yeah, I know. He's a perfect example of, like, he struck while the iron was hot, though. Like, he did the right thing. Yep. He didn't do the, you know, Dave Aranda is still where he was, and Matt Campbell's still where he was, like, he had the opportunity to go get that Texas paycheck, and he did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he wasn't very good, but so. I mean, most coaches aren't all that good.
No, it's hard to coach.
But most coaches don't get to coach Texas. How many years did he get? 3 or 4? I mean, 3 years at Texas is worth $25 million. So,
not for Charlie Strong, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
I don't think so. I don't think he got a good deal.
Fuck Charlie
over. Yeah, right? You remember that? Yeah. I don't think he got a good deal.
Fuck Charlie over. They really, really did. Charlie should never left, but that was Texas, so.
They fired him, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's Texas, so.
Tough job to have.
What?
Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it for, Mac?
Oh, God.
Williams?
Daryl Royal? I don't know. Who knows?
David Williams? Jonathan Williams?
Was it Williams?
Someone.
I don't know. Mac Brown was the first I knew of Texas. I mean, he was there when Ricky Williams was there,
John,
right? Mac Brown?
John McAvich.
And then David Mick Williams before him.
And when was that?
Before Mac. Well, McAvich was there a while. 92 to 97.
Okay, so he coached.
And McWilliams, 87 to 91. Fred Akers was there for 9 years.
When did Mac Brown get there?
And then Daryl Royal from 57. Mac got there in 98.
Okay, so yeah, he did coach Ricky.
There's the old Mac and Stoops.
Ricky was in the 99 draft.
Ricky gave a really funny interview the other day. He was like, yeah, I think I'd be a great head coach at Texas. They should hire me to do that. And they were like, why do you think that? And he was like, well, because I don't just coach football. I'm into astrology, and I'd be coaching these guys' spirituality. And I was like, that's a pretty good way to never get a head coaching job if someone was ever thinking about it.
Ricky.
What a fucking weirdo.
That's Ricky. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.